Well, it's approximately 2 weeks now since we flew back, returned from the Isle of Barra in the Outer Hebrides after a week's long holiday vacation. And many of you know that part of the object of going to Barra was to assess whether it was a place for us to spend our retirement. In a couple of years' time, we maybe even less, we plan to move away from here, all being well, to somewhere on the west coast of Scotland. Now, we were hoping it to be an island of some sort, but it may well be the mainland. But the reason we went to Barra was we had seen so much of it on the series An Island Parish and thought that it looked like a place that we could well serve out our final years. Beautiful, peaceful, and gorgeous island with that sense of some kind of isolation and also of community. So, what's the prognosis? What's the postscript on that week in Barra? Is there a reality of us moving there? Well, I'll read out some of the pros and cons of being on that island. Okay. The pros are that having spent a week there, we found that the people, the community, the whole spirit of the island was as we would have expected it and was a big tick in the box regarding. Everyone was friendly, really friendly. It didn't matter who you spoke to, even the teenage children or the young children, unlike here where you may get strange looks or total dismissiveness. Over there, children would be so friendly and helpful and talk to you in the passing. That's a big difference when teenage children, as they pass you, lift their heads and say hello to you, which doesn't happen here. That was a big difference. And of course, the adults and people who had tea rooms or the library or the pub or wherever, it didn't matter. They were all so damn friendly. The island itself is stunningly gorgeous. You know, every corner you turn is another beautiful paradise beach. On the leeward side, if you like, facing the mainland of Scotland, is the shelter side where the harbour, where the town is that we stayed, is Castle Bay, where the main harbour is, where the Camac Ferry comes in, because it's a sheltered bay. It's a sheltered coastline, in other words. But it's only 5 minutes journey around till you start to hit the Pacific coastline on Barra, and you start to see not only those stunning beaches again, but rolling, crashing waves coming in as the Atlantic breaches itself onto the coastline, the west coastline of Barra. The island itself is mainly hilly, it can be very hilly, so what you actually have is something along the lines of Arran. If you know Arran, is the road, although it's much smaller than Arran, I have to say that, is that the road, there are no roads across the island. There is only the road that goes round the coastline. It's a circular, not a true circle, but it's a circular route that the road passes round the island. So you can either, from the north end of the island, which is just single road, as it comes down towards the main part of the island from the airport, from Ardmore Ferry Terminal, it splits left or right. So you can either come down the east coast route or you can come down the west coast route. So most people pick the west coast route because it's most scenic. Apart from that, there is very little farming and there is very little agriculture, if any. It is a sea faring nation, as it were, or community. That's some of the pros. Some of the cons are the fact that it is 5 hours in a ferry, a Camac ferry from Oban. You can fly over, as we did fly over, but I'm being buzzed by a wasp, by the way. That we flew over, but it's very expensive, and of course you can't take a car or heavy luggage or anything. So the reality would be a Camac ferry from Oban. It's 5 hours in a ferry, so you can probably count in at least an eight hour journey by the time you get to the ferry terminal and wait, get boarded, get off the other side and get away. So 8 hours out of your day immediately. Then there's the cost of that ferry, which is fairly expensive, and if you're taking transport, as in a car, a motor vehicle, I think it's about £130 return journey. Passengers, I think it's about £27, £28 return journey. If in my example, or our example, the two of us travelling back to the mainland would be not only the time, but quite a bit of expense taking a car, because once we get to Oban, we could use public transport to get back home to base here, to see family, which would be a fair length of journey, but we could do it for nothing in reality. And so only the ferry fees as two passengers. But we like to use our car, so probably in reality we'd have to bring our car, and then there's all that expense, and then your fuel costs once you get to the mainland. So that's a big con, to be honest with you. Is that form of isolation, that distance out in the Atlantic. The other cons are that there is very little on the island. Shop-wise, store-wise, there's a cooperative, which is one of the busiest, or the busiest store on the island. The main street consists of just one little store, supermarket, if you like, tourist information. There are two or three pubs, hotels, which is good news, I suppose. There's an excellent library, an excellent sports centre with pool, and an excellent community centre, and the heritage centre. These are all virtually all stitched together in the one piece of Castle Bay. So everything revolves on the island. It revolves around Castle Bay, I have to be honest. Castle Bay, and then at the North Island you have the airport and Ardmore Ferry Terminal. But to be perfectly honest, if you're talking about Barrow on its own, you're talking about everything revolving around Castle Bay. A great community, as I said, but what the drawbacks are, if you like to shop, as Mary does like to shop occasionally, so there is no shopping mall, there is no market towns, even this, that could, or market stores or shops that could compare even to our modest town. Never mind the towns we visit frequently, like Falkirk and Linlithgow and further afield to Stirling. So there is nothing. So what you have on Barra is what you have. Food is expensive, I have to say that, compared to the mainland, simply because of the transport costs, I guess. It's one thing that Mary noticed, not so much I noticed, but she noticed in the price of food. So something you'd have to adapt to is buying your food, and the costs, which are, as she said, were not just pricey, they were a wee bit expensive. Even for basic commodities like your tatties and your veggies and your fruit. So, something you'd have to live with. But I guess we could live with that. There's an excellent medical service, as in there's the Medidocs and there's the local surgeries. And it's not a big island, so it wouldn't take long for anyone to be treated if they were ill. So, the medical service is pretty good. Okay, so what to do when you're there? Well, if I'm talking about myself, because it is as it's going to be there, I personally could go and retire on Barra tomorrow. It's a place I could definitely, probably almost 100% go if I was on my own and go and retire there. It would suit me down to the ground, down to earth, for a retirement place where I could spend the rest of my years. But in reality, for the two of us living together, the things we do, we as you all know, we do car boots. Mary does lots of charity work. We like to go jaunts and runs up the Trossachs, down the border, up to St Andrews, and further afield, down to England. And even for many breaks, we do so many, many breaks in a year. And to be honest with you, we would probably lose all that simply because of the expense of taking our two selves and the car back over to the mainland. So, it kind of negates doing that stuff. Plus the fact that there's no place to do car boots. There may well be ones in Oban, but take away the cost of getting over to Oban with a car full of stuff. Yeah, it's pretty limiting. I have to say that the only disappointments were those cons regarding the people, the community, and the whole island itself. You know, if Barra, I know this might sound daft to some people, but if Barra was just an hour across the water, it would be perfect. And we'd probably jump at the chance of going. But since it's 5 hours, and 5 hours means a longer journeys, deeper isolation, more expensive ferry fees, etc., etc. Yeah, it's perfectly situated for the people who live and have been bred on Barra, but for us living as a couple or for Mary on our own, it's far too isolated. You know that one of the drawbacks of being so far away is the fact that you have to accept the fact you are cutting yourself off, and it doesn't matter how we could be involved with the local community. We've got lots of ideas when we're there, helping out with this and volunteering our services for this and that and all sorts of things. And as I said, during that week, if you've listened to the audio series, the travelogue series that I did from there, you'll have picked out probably that both of us actually love the place. But in reality, when we come to the end of the day, I guess, and we've both discussed this, that it's dropped way down the listing as a place to go. In fact, it's probably for so long as there's the two of us there, here on this earth, living together, the way we live together, in reality, it's not going to be a place for us to move to in the next couple of years, which is a shame because I absolutely loved it. So many ideas and my picturesque or my dreams of kayaking around the coastlines and seeing all the sea wildlife that I hope to see. And one disappointment was the fact that I didn't actually get a chance to go kayaking around the bay as I had planned, simply because time didn't allow for me to knock away 3 or 4 hours to do it. Plus the fact that there was two or three bad weather days, and so when the good weather was there, I obviously had to make the best of it with Mary, which was all the fair. I guess at the end of the day, and I may have missed a few points, I may have missed a few pros, a few cons actually, but no matter that, when we got home, we discussed our feelings and what we both thought, and asked each other to be perfectly honest on our views. And I fully expected Mary to say that there just wasn't enough for her to keep continuing enjoying life as we do, the way we do here. And I was perfectly honest. I think she expected me to say, well, I would still love to go and stay there. So I did actually make that statement. I did actually say to her, look, if I was left alone, I wouldn't hesitate, I'd go. I'd go tomorrow. I'd take you with me in my heart, my soul. And I'd go over there and I'd spend my days there quite happily. A wee button Ben, a wee single cottage, you know. That would do me. But in reality, I had to say to her, yeah, I agree with you that the way we live, it's not for us at this time. Or probably will never be, so long as the two of us are together. So now it's moved down the list, and we're moving on to the next places on the list, the ones that were second, third, and fourth. We still have one in plans. It's a serious entry, if you like, but that one is probably the most favourite on the mainland, but in the same respect, the most expensive to buy a house. And I'll talk about that on another day. So, and I'll let you know what our other places are that we now are going to concentrate and put our attention into assessing the reality of moving and staying there. So, it's given us something to look forward to, but in the same respect, a disappointment that Barra was not to be for us. And we really hoped and prayed it would have been. But as I said, an hour off the coast, it'd have been. I think both of us would have went for it, but it's just too isolated. An aspect I guess I should mention, is the weather, because it is so far out and in the Atlantic, it does not get even the normal summer temperatures that we would get here on the mainland. It does get a lot of low cloud coming off the Atlantic. It does get a lot of wind, and it does get a lot of rain, because most of that comes in off the Atlantic. And because Barra is quite a hilly, and I wouldn't say mountainous, but high hills, I think the one at the back of the chapel where the Hevo race was cancelled was 382 metres. So it's quite hilly. So when the clouds come over, they tend to either sit down or they drop the load and rain. That's livable, entirely livable, but it's something that I should just mention, that the climate is different. Oh yes, it's much healthier, it's much fresher, but it's also windier and let's say a little bit wetter than here, and you don't get anywhere near the temperatures. The other day I noticed Barra was getting the sunshine as we were getting it. We were getting 26 degrees here, and Barra was still struggling to make 21 degrees. So big difference. But then again, as I said, it's out there and 5 hours there out in the Atlantic, so you wouldn't expect it. And it's just a little mass of land. It's not as if it's a great mass that could accumulate heat at any time. So there you go. A wonderful place on God's earth, absolutely. And if you ever get the chance to go and visit Barra, please, please do. You will absolutely be amazed and gobsmacked at its absolute beauty. And you'll also appreciate that fact that you're out there stuck in the Atlantic, and you'll appreciate just how these people live and have lived in the past. And it's a wonderful place to visit. And without a doubt, both of us have agreed, there wasn't a penny wasted anywhere. It was worth every penny to go and stay there and see it. Absolutely beautiful. There you go. Speak again.